This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin's forest products industry remains a major part of the Northwoods economy, but mill closures and rising operating costs are raising concerns about its future. Forestry expert and current candidate for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, Fred Clark, says the state's forests are at a critical turning point.
We can't be assured that the next 100 years are going to be easy if we don't act smartly.
Clark is a forester and former state lawmaker who has also worked as a forest ecologist and land conservation consultant, and has also served on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Council on Forestry. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the state's forest products industry supports roughly 125,000 jobs and contributes more than $41 billion to Wisconsin's economy. But Clark says the industry is under increasing strain as operating costs rise and mills continue to close.
The job's getting harder and harder to work in the woods.
A 2024 forestry report from Wisconsin's Greenfire says the state has lost at least 5 major pulp mills since 2020. More recently, Ahlstrom announced plans to close its Mosinee pulp mill later this year. Clark says the impact reaches loggers, truckers, landowners, and rural communities. He says part of the solution is investing in new markets for forest products, including a proposed Hayward facility that would convert wood waste into sustainable aviation fuel.
Wisconsin needs to reinvest in new ways to use our forests that are sustainable, but also help support a strong industry.
Clark says projects like that could help create new markets for lower value wood while supporting jobs in rural Wisconsin. At the same time, he says future growth must balance economic opportunity with long-term forest sustainability while also addressing challenges like climate change, invasive species, and shorter winter logging seasons. Clark adds that continued investment in forest management, research, and the logging industry will be critical to keeping Wisconsin's forests productive for future generations. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A legal fight is brewing in Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers refused to roll back a ban on conversion therapy. Two conservative groups say they'll sue, arguing the rule violates free speech after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Evers pushed back, saying the practice is harmful and outdated, especially for LGBTQ youth. The state's rule treats conversion therapy as malpractice and is currently being enforced. The dispute now appears headed to court. From small towns to bigger cities, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is facing a housing crisis. She says that's affecting the workforce and local economies. During a visit to Eau Claire, she toured recently renovated affordable housing and talked about the challenges people are facing. She says the message is consistent across the state.
No matter where I travel in Wisconsin, I am hearing about a housing crisis, especially for those who need affordable housing, people in the workforce. I hear from business owners that as they try to grow their workforce, people come and say, I'd love to work here. Thank you for the job offer. I can't find housing in the area.
Baldwin is supporting federal legislation to expand housing options and says partnerships at the local level will also be key to solving the problem. A large African stork is drawing attention across the state. Witnesses say the marabou stork has been sighted all week and has two rings on its left leg. A representative with Natural Resources says the bird is not wild and likely escaped from captivity. The stork appears healthy and can fly. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew prepares for the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Yankees. Blake Perkins coming through with a key two-run RBI single on Mother's Day after losing his mom to cancer last summer.
Obviously, to come through in the spot is always great. It's been a lot of emotions for me today. It was good. It's joy, a lot of joy.
It's the first time the Brewers have swept the Yankees since 1989. basketball, the Bucks coming up with the 10th pick overall in the NBA draft lottery. That's the highest pick they've had in 10 years. And former Packers running back A.J. Dillon back in Green Bay over the weekend to help fight hunger in Wisconsin.
It's nice to see those people. It's nice to see them in the community. Parents who we've helped give backpacks of food or whatever. And it was like, hey, this made a world of difference for us during the summer with our kid. Like, rewarding isn't the word. It's very fulfilling.
Dillon now with the Carolina Panthers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a nice one today. Mostly sunny, calm, our high right around 61 this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy. Could catch a shower or a thunder shower late tonight with a low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers likely with a high in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.